and the time will be yours. We're grateful for you men that are willing to do this. And I know that for many of you, I know if I was in Tyler's shoes, I would be trembling. And it's okay. It's okay. That's normal to be nervous. I still get nervous, but it's not quite as bad. But it's a blessing to have you young men willing to do that. It's good experience. It really is. You'll know. You'll believe me down the road. Years from now, you'll believe me. So let's pray. Father, we again come to you this morning. Thank you for Tyler and for his willingness to be willing to share your word with us today. I pray that you would bless him as he shares. Give him clarity of mind and thought and to be able to share what you would have him to share. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you.
Morning. Can everybody hear me properly? Okay, good. I'm going to try to slow it down today. I'm known to talk fast and unclearly, but I'm going to try to slow it down and be a little bit more clear, I guess I would say. I was given the choice of either I can be up here or down there. Figured if I'm going to preach, I might as well just do it right and be up here. Plus, it gives me a few more feet between you guys. It makes it a little bit better. I have to say, and be honest, in all my years of preaching, I haven't had as much trouble trying to get a sermon together as I did yesterday. You can laugh. Okay. Nope. I have to say, leading up to it, I thought I'd be way more nervous, but actually I'm doing pretty well, and I know it's probably from all your prayers and lifting me up, and I want to say thank you for that. All right, if you're going to be keeping notes, I might keep you writing pretty furiously because I have a lot of stuff written down. And if you want to write them all down, you're going to have to be scribbling furiously. If not, then you can just try to just follow along. I'm going to be reading a few sections of Scripture, incomplete sections. And I want you guys to just listen and see the one thing that seems to be missing from the stories. And I'll ask you afterward and see if you can come up with what it is. We'll start with Acts 27:16 through 20. And like I said, it's not introducing the story, but you'll know exactly what it is. This is of Paul and his shipwreck. It says, "We sailed along the sheltered side of the small island named Cauda, where with great difficulty we hoisted aboard the lifeboat being towed behind us. Then the sailors bound ropes around the hull of the ship to strengthen it. They were afraid of being driven across the sandbars of Sardis off the African coast. So they lowered the sea anchor to slow the ship and were driven before the wind. The next day, as gale force winds continued to batter the ship, the crew began throwing the cargo overboard. The following day, they even took some of the ship's gear and threw it overboard. The terrible storm raged for many days, blotting out the sun and stars, until at last all hope was gone." Next scripture is Job 1:13-20. "One day, when Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house, a messenger arrived at Job's home with this news. Your oxen were plowing, with the donkeys feeding beside them, and when the Sabians raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all the shepherds, and I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news. Three bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. I am the only one who escaped to tell you." Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground. The last scripture I have is Mark 15:33-39. "And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, and saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he cried so, and gave up the ghost, and he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. In all these scriptures, what is one thing that seems to be missing or lost? Hope. That's what I'm going with, and that's the title of my sermon, is Hope. What is hope? Merriam-Webster defines it in the dictionary as a desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. Hope is the expectation that everything is going to be all right. Hope is that divine part of us that keeps our eyes focused on the horizons ahead and help us look towards tomorrow. Hope is the life cord that sustains us through the storms we encounter. Hope is a fizz that keeps life from going flat. For hope to stand strong, it must have the support of faith, confidence, knowledge, and expectation and anticipation. What is our basis for hope? What can we base our hope on? First of all, we have God's presence. I have a few scriptures that prove that to us. James 4:8 says, Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Matthew 18:20 says, For where two or more are gathered in your name, there I am among them. Matthew 28:20 says, Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Exodus 33:14, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Psalms 139:7, Where shall I go from your spirit, and where shall I flee from your presence? And also we know, or we can base our hope on, that God's love will never change. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We also know that God's word will never change. Matthew 24:35 says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And we also know that God's purposes will never change. Romans 11:29 says, For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. And we also know that God's support will never leave us. Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But we have all these things that give us hope, but sometimes hope seems lost. What are some of the things that can steal our hope? Well, I just made a list of a few things that could be. One of the things is the storms in life, like the storms that Paul went through. It could be we have money problems and then our car breaks down. You lost your job, whatever it may be. Just storms in life that can cause you to lose hope. And one thing that seems to be quite common that make us lose hope would be sickness. Cancer and other terminal illnesses cause you to lose hope in what life is, whether it's you or a loved one that is sick. It could be just the flu or pneumonia that just seems to stick around and won't leave. And it feels like the world is just moving on without you and you're insignificant sitting there. And it's just like, what's the point of life? That can cause you to lose hope. The big one is broken relationships or troubled marriages. I had to think of the church split, the relationships that were lost or seems like they were hindered through it. That can cause you to lose hope in what life is about. And also, losing sight of your goal definitely makes you lose hope in life and what you're here on earth for. I have a story of a lady in 1952 named Florence Chadwick. She decided to attempt the 26-mile swim between the California coastline and Catalina Island. During her swim, Chadwick traveled with a team whose job it was to keep an eye out for sharks and be prepared to assist in the event of unexpected cramps, injury, or fatigue. Roughly 15 hours into her swim, a thick fog began to set in, clouding Chadwick's vision and confidence. Her mother happened to be in one of the boats at the time, as Chadwick relayed to her team that she didn't think she could complete the swim. Her mother told her she was close and that she could make it. She swam for about another hour or so before deciding to call it quits. Finally, physically and emotionally exhausted, she was pulled out. It wasn't until she was sitting on the boat that she discovered that the shoreline was less than a half a mile away. Another thing that can cause us to lose hope in life is darkness around us, depression. Like nighttime on Earth here, when the sun slips out of the sky and darkness envelops the Earth, the once beautiful Earth becomes a rather unnerving and scary place. As many of you hunters know here, if you're sitting out in the beautiful woods enjoying life and it's all good, comes dark and you start walking back in, the woods becomes a little scary. You're walking through, you hear a noise over there, and you think you hear a coyote over here, and you just want to get back to the house where there's light. It says, we can't see what is out there. We can grab a flashlight to carry with us, but even then, that only lights up a little bit of what we see, and everything around it seems scary. It says, all the darkness seems to do is try to distinguish the light that we have. The once beautiful and peaceful woods we had just sat in had sat and enjoyed has now become a place we want to get out of quickly. It seems out to get you if your imagination takes you there. That's the darkness and depression in our lives. Sometimes our world doesn't change that much. It's the darkness that's enveloped us that changes how we perceive the world and think about life. The beautiful and positive things in our lives seem to become negative things that are out to get us. Your house you once loved keeping up the house you once loved keeping up becomes a never-ending pile of dishes and laundry and dusting that will never end and you'll never get a break. The job you once loved going to and doing what you love every day becomes a task you force yourself out of bed to do every morning just so you can pay the bills. And your kids become the noise, even though you love them, they become the noise that irritates you after a long day that you were just at doing that task to pay the bills. So it's kind of depressing. So what do we do when all the hope seems lost? Even though it seems like it's not doing anything, we need to continue to read the scriptures, even though it just feels like they're bouncing off. Just words that, reading the scriptures, even though it's just words that don't seem to get anything from. And pray, even though it feels like it's bouncing off the ceiling of the church or your home or wherever you're at. And one of the big things is to do when you're feeling depressed and all hope is lost is remember. Remember what he has done for us previously, what Jesus has done for us previously. Like he said, he will never leave us nor forsake us. If you have ever been out in the morning, early before the dawn breaks, you may notice that the darkest time of night is immediately before the dawn. The darkness deepens and seems to press in. Then that glimmer of light appears and slowly grows, and very soon your world is illuminated with light and warmth from the sun, giving hope in the new day and what it holds. So it is the same in our lives. Inevitably, that darkness I mentioned will come. It seems like the sun isn't there. We can't see our world and the wonderful things in it. All we can see is the darkness enveloping it, making even those things, the good things, seem scary and out to get us. But slowly, through your faithful prayer and Bible reading and godly friends and family and their love and prayers, God's unchanging light and love will illuminate your life once again. Hope may seem lost sometimes, but never let go of it, because hope encourages. Hope helps us to remember we are never out of God's reach. Hope restores, gives us expectation. Hope gives us back our energy. Hope gives us purpose for our life. Hope helps us to make it through the valley, and hope helps us look beyond our present and look towards the future. I have a song, which is actually what gave me my idea for my sermon. I was feeling a little bit down and depressed about life and finances and job and whatever it may be. It's just like I felt feeling a little bit of a failure. And I was listening to the radio, and this song came on, and it encouraged me. And I'm like, I think I know what I'm going to be preaching on. So if we could play this song, and I think they'll have words up here then to go with the song. And after that, I'm going to have Ryan lead a song. And the two songs kind of go together. The one song is kind of describing that dark feeling you feel, but it lets you know that you have a hope. And then the song we're going to sing as closing is kind of, it tells us what our hope is built on. Let's just pray. Dear God, thank you for being with us here this morning. And God, as we think about the scenes of life where hope seems lost and everything's out to get us and the world just seems bad, God, pray that we would always remember to look on you and know that you will never leave us nor forsake us and that we can hope in you. And God, pray you just be with us today as we leave from here. Give us safety as we go and bless each other, one of us as we go out into the workplace and wherever we go this week, that we'd be able to shine your light and love and hope to those around us. I just want to pray this all in your name. Amen. After they play the song, you may be dismissed.
As I walk this great unknown, questions come and questions go. Was there purpose for the pain? Did I cry these tears in vain? I don't want to live in fear. I want to trust that you are near. Trust your grace can be seen in both triumph and tragedy. I have this hope in the depth of my soul. In the flood or the fire, you're with me and you won't let go. But sometimes my faith feels thin, like the night will never end. Will you catch every tear, or will you just leave me here? I have this hope in the depth of my soul. In the flood or the fire, you're in me and you won't let go. Yes, I have this hope in the depth of my soul. In the flood or the fire, you're with me and you won't let go. So, whatever happens, I will not be afraid. Cause you are closer than this breath you got to take. Yeah, you call the storm when I hear you call my name. Oh, I still believe that one day I'll see your face. The depth of my soul, in the flood or the fire, you are with me. I have this hope in the depth of my soul. In the flood or the fire, you with me and you won't let go.
You are with me, you won't let go.
Faith and praise, stand. 538.